following the Master. Words from Jesus.
For I have given you an example, that you also should do just as I have done to you. Truly, truly, I say to you, a servant is not greater than his master, nor is a messenger greater than the one who sent him. If you know these things, blessed are you if you do them. John 13:15-17. Through my earthly life, I set an example for all who would follow me of love, humility, and serving others. Rather than being born in a palace, I was born in humble circumstances. I took up the trade of a carpenter for much of my life. When I began my ministry, I was not amongst the religious elite of my day, who often despised and rejected me and my message. Much of my time was spent teaching and training my disciples so that they could carry on my work and proclaim the gospel to the world of their day. I spoke and taught the multitudes, many of whom were the poor, the weak, and the downtrodden. I reached out to people who were marginalized, despised, and considered unclean. I ministered to people in great need of comfort, encouragement, and those who were seeking for truth. The teaching and the ministering that my disciples witnessed and participated in prepared them to reach people with my truth, carrying the gospel much further than the people who heard my message during my lifetime. Through the life and ministry of my disciples of all ages, millions of lives have been transformed and have received my gift of salvation through the centuries. Many people wanted to crown me king and wanted me to deliver them from the bondage of the Romans. They wanted to become a great, powerful nation. But through the humble beginnings of my earth life and the seeming defeat of my death on the cross, the kingdom of heaven was ushered in, bringing eternal salvation, joy, and peace to all who will enter in. Not of the world. My prayer is not that you take them out of the world, but that you protect them from the evil one. They are not of the world, even as I am not of it. Sanctify them by the truth. Your word is truth. John 15:15-17. I was in the world as you are in the world, as a human being, but I was not of the world. Knowing, as I did, that you have something far greater, something of great price to be treasured above anything that this world has to offer, will give you the faith and courage to fulfill your calling. You are different from those of the world, as I have called you to be the light of the world, even as I was the true light, come into the world to give light to everyone. You, my children, are filled with the light of my spirit, and as a city set on a hill, my light in you cannot be hid. I came to earth on a mission from my Father to bring the light to others, just as I have sent you on a mission to tell others of the kingdom of heaven. I was a man of sorrows and acquainted with grief, as I grieved over the plight of the lost and the lonely and broken in spirit. But at the same time, I rejoiced for the redemption and salvation of souls for eternity that my life, death, and resurrection would purchase for all who would receive me. Strength in stillness. The Lord your God is in your midst, a mighty one who will save. He will rejoice over you with gladness. He will quiet you by his love. Zephaniah 3:17. There is great strength in stillness. for in quietness and in trust is your strength. Take time to enter into my presence in prayer and communion, even as I did during my time on earth, as I sought my Father diligently to receive his anointing and holy consecration for my mission. Follow the example I set for you by taking time in prayer for the tasks you face each day. It is important to spend time alone with me, where you devote your full and undivided attention to receive from me without distractions. The servant is not greater than his master, and even as I spent time with my Father, so it is necessary for you to do so to fulfill your calling and commission. As I was alone in prayer in the wilderness, I received my commission to begin my public ministry. It was at the foot of the mount, as I rose up early to pray, that I received instruction and anointing to preach to the multitudes. It was while I was alone in the Garden of Gethsemane that I was consecrated by my Father and anointed with the power to die on the cross for your redemption and salvation. As I passed the hour in prayer and communion with my Father, I received the strength to walk the road to Calvary. In that garden of prayer, my heart overflowed with love enough to forgive even those who pierced my hands and feet and crowned me with thorns. As I went to my Father for strength and power to do each task he set before me, I set an example for you to follow. Your ability to fulfill your responsibilities and minister to others will not come by might nor by power, but by my Spirit working in you. Faith-filled prayer. He has delivered us from the domain of darkness and transferred us to the kingdom of his beloved Son, in whom we have redemption, the forgiveness of sins. Colossians 1:13-14. When the woman with the issue of blood came through the crowd in anticipation of my passing and reached out to touch the hem of my garment, she was desperate and had no other hope. All that remained of her strength was focused on that action. She had suffered a great deal, and despite going to doctors, her condition continued to worsen. She felt unworthy of my healing, but she was determined that if she could only touch the hem of my garment, she would be healed. She had faith and believed in me and my power to heal her. Her sheer desperation, born of faith, resulted in a miracle. At her touch, I felt the power of the Father flow out from me, and she was instantly healed. It was blind Bartimaeus's pitiful cries which could not be silenced, cries of desperation to be freed from the bonds of blindness, that drew my attention to him and led to the miracle of his healing. It was the faith of the friends and family of the man with the palsy, watching him slowly shriveling up in agonizing pain, that prompted them to break a hole in the roof when they could not reach me any other way, using every ounce of effort they could muster to bring him into my presence. Although these miracles addressed people's desperate and immediate needs, their greatest need was to learn that God was their kind and loving Father, who loved them so much that he sent me to die for their sins and to grant them the certainty of salvation for all who would receive me. My sacrifice sets everyone who believes in me free from the burden of sin and makes them heirs to my everlasting kingdom, where there will be no suffering, illness, or death.
You've been listening to an audio production by The Family International. Visit us at tfionline.com.